Hello.
I can speak to Mr. Meaney, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Peter. My name is Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. We're the law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Yes.
How are you, Peter?
I'm fine.
Fantastic. Do you have 5-10 minutes to have a chat with me, Peter, about your case?
Yeah.
Okay. Just so you know, Peter, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. You've been moved over now from the customer care team to my team, which is the investigation team. It's our role to get to know you, get to know your case, and then go out and gather any support and evidence we can find. How I do that is I'll write to the local authorities of the care setting that you're in and gather all of the information that they send me. Also, Peter, more to understand today's call is more to understand, you know, not so much your time in care, but how your time in care has had an impact on you throughout your adult life.
I don't know. Impact on me. I've never been out of prison. Well, for the last 15, 16 years is the longest I've ever been out of prison, but that's only because I've been disabled now.
Oh, so sorry to hear that.
But I was put in jail for, I was basically 7 days after my 16th birthday, mate.
Oh, wow. What was that for, Peter, if you don't mind me asking?
It's, I don't know, bro, right? But, like, I didn't even care what an indictment was at the time, mate. You know what I mean? I got sent away at 12 o'clock, people come back at 3 o'clock, and I came back at 2 o'clock. And if I knew that at this time, I wouldn't have came back again. I was getting in jail, obviously. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't care nothing about the court system, then.
You're a baby at 16, aren't you, let's be honest?
I'm both stunned.
Yeah, it's mental. The reason for, obviously, the call, Peter, is have you, so, you know, determine whether you suffered with any sort of mental health issues, any sort of drugs or alcohol?
Severe depression since, mate. I went through alcoholism. I'm still on a drug program to this day.
Yeah. Severe. Depression.
I didn't leave the house anymore either. No, I didn't leave the house at all.
I'm sorry to hear that. Are you still receiving treatment for the alcoholism, or are you still seeing something?
No, I've passed out. My granny died, and that's when I was staying there, and I got off the alcohol. But, like, the methadone's been a running thing for, like, since I was 20.
The what, sorry? The methadone, did you say?
Yes. But, and I'm on diazepam as well for my anxiety.
Okay.
Oh, quite a lot of medication, to be honest.
Yeah. How are you today? How are you in yourself?
It's the same as every day, mate. I'm depressed every day.
Oh, sorry, buddy. I'm sorry. Does your doctor treat your depression as well as your anxiety?
Well, there's nothing else really I can do. Aye, the doctor does, but there's nothing really else I can do. You know what I mean? I can't go on any more tablets. I'm like a walking zombie as it is.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, Peter, with your permission, is I want to write to your GP. The reason being is obviously what's happened to you in your adult life. Excuse me. We can tie back to the trauma that you suffered as a youngster. And what I'll do is I'll write to your GP, I'll get all of your medical records, and I'll submit that as part of your case, as part of our evidence. Of the trauma of your time in care has had a huge effect on you throughout
Dr. O'Neill, sorry.
Yeah, give me 2 seconds. I'm just going to jump onto another page so I can take your doctor's details. So GP is Dr. Page, would you say?
Dr. O'Neill.
Dr. O'Neill, sorry. Okay, and the doctor's surgery?
Dalkeith. or medical practice, I don't know what it's called. It's one of the Selkie things.
Okay. Was you referred for your alcohol issues? Did you receive a referral from your doctor?
No, I never been any. I just got off the alcohol. My granny.
Okay.
My granddad was an alcoholic all his life. So my granny helped me get off it.
Okay, that's amazing. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll write to the local authority of the Morehouse Residential School. I'll write to your GP. Once I have all that information back, do you want me to share it with you, Peter?
Whatever.
It's your story, Peter. If I, in all honesty, so it's entirely up to you whether you wanna go back over that, or a lot of my clients like it because it pieces together part of their past. Few of the reasons why they were in these places. But some of my clients, they don't want to see it at all. They don't want to go back over it. Like, you know, so it's entirely.
Well, when I got put into that home, I got put through there with a social worker, right? And this was only been for me keeping school, right?
Yeah.
This is what happened. And then I got my mum and the social worker took me down. Well, my mum took me down to Dalkeith to Mayfield.
Yeah.
Took me to the social work department and said, we've got to go and look at another school, maybe for these. But I'd get picked up and done back every day.
Yeah.
So we went through there. My mum said she's been got to the toilet, and I've been speaking to the head of the school, which is a woman.
Yeah.
And she had a dog there, and that was putting me off. I was like more interested in the dog than anything else, you know what I mean? And that other social worker, he went to the toilet as well, apparently. And I'm like sitting there clapping the dog 5 minutes later, and I'm like, where's my, to this woman? I was like, where's my man, the social worker? And I'm like, that, we'll go to tell you, Peter, all your clothes are here and money for you, but you'll be gone home for a couple of weeks at least.
No,
that's
so sad.
I was like, is that what you think? And I was like, well, I left that night out my window, I climbed out the window and away. But they started catching on to me, first I started getting off at Waverley, then they started catching me, both waiting there, then they started getting off at Haymarket, then they started getting Paul's here, and then they started getting yins at all different places again before I could get to Edinburgh. So
yeah.
I wasn't getting back eventually.
It's a horrendous story, isn't it? You wonder why, you know, people get kicked into a life of crime, end up in jail. It's all due to, you know, the instability and the lack of trust and, you know, that people have suffered throughout their childhood, you know, getting left out of school.
I was left there when my mum was 12, mate. She's got a boyfriend and he stayed in Gilmore and I'm Dalkeith. Now that's, I get 15 miles away. She would go to her work on a Friday. Now, I'm away to school on a Friday at 12:30, and she'd be away before I go up the road, and I wouldn't see her maybe again till Monday, sometimes Tuesday. You know what I mean? And I'm only just went into first year at this point.
Yeah, so are you left on your own?
Aye, I was left on my own. But I never disclosed any of that to the social work department, Ken, because I didn't want to get my man into trouble, obviously. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How was your relationship with your mum when you got older?
Mate, I see her. She tells she's done wrong, and she only comes and brings me something for my birthday and something for my Christmas, and she's got her boyfriend in the car. So you can imagine how long she's here for.
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy.
Actually,
it's not your fault. Yeah, no, but it's still, you know, as a parent, I can't imagine, you know, dude, I won't even let my kids go to shops.
I'm the same. I've got two kids too now, mate, Karen. I've been out to jail she had to go to, I'd been at the jail like a couple of years, but I seen my ex-partner that had two kids then, she's got severe, well, when I found out she had severe bipolar apparently when I was at the, go to the jail. So I ended up going to the social work department because there's, my kids were with her ex-boyfriend's brother. I'm like, what?
Oh, wow.
Then so I went right to the social work and I was like, I want my kids in my custody. I said, I have no previous convictions for anything but violence to other people that have been, like, a fight. No violence towards other people, like, just been fight. You know what I mean? It's not being,
being jumping people.
No, not like that. Fight. Again, it's just been, if somebody started me or been right to me, then we've been in the corner and settled it. Simple as that. And sometimes we've been caught. A lot of the time we've been caught. Definitely when I was younger, again, what I mean? Like, this guy used to go about, we used to ask us for bus fares and we'll be laddies for bus fares. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he was in that school too that I was in. He was in that school too, again.
Yeah, that's mental. It's absolutely mental, some people's childhood. It's so sad. There's no words, Peter. I'm sorry you had to go through that. Peter, I've got a real tough question that I need to ask you. And I am sorry for having to ask this. And I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I didn't ask. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Peter?
Aye.
Sorry, pals. I'm sorry that you thought that was your option, your only option. Did that result in hospitalisation, Peter?
No, I think, well, maybe jail hospitalised.
Were you in jail when you tried?
Aye.
Okay. Did you go to the hospital wing in the jail?
Well, we've not really got a hospital. We just take you out of the surgery. They've not got a really hospital wing anymore. That's for people that are, like, mental, like, severe mental health. It was at the time, anyway. And, well, it was supposed to be for serious severe mental health with people on methadone. And, like, I was not on methadone when I was a young offender. You know what I mean? I never went on it till I was 30, until I was 20.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry for having to ask that, Peter. I do have to ask you. So what I'll do, Peter, is I'll write to obviously the GP. I'll write to the Morehouse, the local authorities of where Morehouse was. I've gathered all that information.
Bathgate. That's where it is.
Bathgate.
Right over to Bathgate Academy.
Okay. So what I'll do is, once I have the information, I'll obviously, me and you will go through it together. But make sure that all of your statements are, you know, correct and you're happy with them. We haven't missed anything out. And then we'll do what we call our final submission, Peter, to the Scottish Redress team. We've told them we're going to claim, but we've also told them that we are going to be providing support and evidence. So they are awaiting our evidence. It's not going to...
They were just waiting on me sending letters that they can how to use technology or that, well, as you would imagine.
It's okay, yeah.
So I've got my pal to send them. Yeah, I have my pal done it, but he's about to.
Yeah, no, I've got all that. That's totally fine. What I'll do is, like I said, I'll send it all to the Scottish Redress team. We'll then get what's called a panel date, Peter, and where they'll judge our case or adjudicate on our case. And then from there, hopefully, we'll get you the recognition, obviously, that you deserve of what's happened to you and some financial compensation as well.
I'll get up to you.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to keep in contact with you every few weeks, Peter, just to let you know how I'm getting on. Like I said, this isn't going to be a quick turnaround. This could be a 10-month trip, if you like. But obviously, I'll be fighting to get the information for you as quickly as I possibly can.
Yeah. What I've really got to ask you was, see if you were in prison before you, like there's that other thing you get put for, if you're in prison before you were 18.
Yeah.
Who can you put in for that one for me, no?
Let me speak to my, because they're more like Borstal cases, aren't they? Let me speak
no,
to
just,
my...
No, just says if you've been in prison
yeah.
before the age of 18, it says you got on to your lawyer and that came up, just like it does with the redressing.
Okay. Let me speak to the lawyer, Matt Bell.
Right.
And I'll get you some information, or I'll get information on that, pre-18 or YO, and I'll get back to you and I'll take a statement from there, from you, if he says...
I spent, like, two fully committals in a lot, and an adult in Stockton when I was only 16, you know what I mean? 16
yeah,
and 17,
what?
Sorry. So, and I was able to use piss pots and all that shit.
Yeah, I tell you what, give me the information, pal, and I'll write to them, I'll get the info, I'll get it. Give me the bio that you were in.
I was in the Stockton. For, as YOs, for remands, yes, for 3.5 months remands, at least three or four, and then begins before 18, I was remanded in Stockton, then put to Pullman after that. And it's, even though it's like an offender, you're still in prison, and this is what the thing's saying, if you were in prison at all before you're 18, young offenders or not,
yeah.
Then you're
what
in
you
it, you're...
What
me, I just turned... Well, I had just turned 16, it was a week, it was April, a month after my week, a month, 4 weeks, 3 weeks after my 16th birthday, because
March.
I had just been given intensive probation in March, aye,
the
my
March.
Birthday.
So I'm maybe
so
the same age, although I was born in 1980, so that would be in
right.
April.
April, both aye.
So it'll be in April, or would that be? So mine's 96, yours would be 95. So it'll be in April 95, wouldn't it?
No, it'll be April 96.
Would it? Because I'm 16.
April 96.
I'm 16 in April 96. You were 16 in April 95. Your birthday is the 20th of March 1979. My birthday is the 20th of April 1980. So you're a year older than me. Albeit it's your birthday from Friday, isn't it?
Friday, oh yeah, I die.
Yeah, it's my daughter's birthday on Saturday.
So
I'll put 95.
Right, 96. So it's just because my brain's minced,
yeah,
mate.
Fine.
You know what
I
mean?
Totally fine. Totally fine. What I'll do is I'll write to them as well, and I'll get all the information I can for you.
Right, my man. Thanks very much.
No problem, Peter. Peter, I just need to, obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I just need to go back a step and make sure you fully understand our fees. Make sure you understand what other options are out there for you before, obviously, I start working on your case. So just to let you know that you don't need a law firm to apply to the Scottish Redress. You can actually do that yourself. But obviously that would entail, if you wish to, gather your own evidence and submit your own...
No, the guy spoke to me about it. He says it's 16% and another 4%.
Yeah, 16% plus VAT. I just need to run through you this on this recorded call, and then that's the last time I'll speak to you about it. So the option one is you can apply yourself. Option two is there are other law firms out there who will help you apply and won't charge you any fees. Now, they get paid directly by the Scottish Government, through what's called the Government's Legal Fee Scheme. And they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. Now, I can't legally discuss those law firms' practices and what they would do, and more importantly, what they don't do for you. All I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme. We don't take the £2,000 from the Scottish Government. We've rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want to be a part of that scheme. We enter into what's called a joint venture with you under a no-win, no-fee. Our fees, obviously, as you know, are 16% plus flat, which top you out at about 19.5%. So you'll never pay us more than 20%, let's say, for ease. No matter how much work we or time we spend on your case, you'll never pay us more than 20%, inclusive of VAT. On the flip side to that as well, if you lose or are unsuccessful, Peter, due to obviously all the hardship that you've been through in your life, we will never put financial hardship onto you. So if we are unsuccessful, we'll never come looking for any sort of fees from you. Our insurance policy will cover all of our time and all of our fees. Is that okay?
Well, that's what I've explained that already.
Okay, so do you understand those three options, Peter?
Yes.
And you're happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes.
Excellent. Just to let you know, Peter, you do have a 14-day cooling off period from the time that you signed any documentation with us. If you're unaware, I can start that 14-day cooling off period from now. What it means is if you're not happy or you've changed your mind, you can rip up any agreements you've got with us and walk away. Or alternatively, you can waive the 14-day cooling off period and I can get started on your case straight away, but that's entirely up to you.
No, I just wanted to start this straight away.
Okay. What I'll do, Peter, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, any after-hour numbers I have. You have my number now, save it. My name's Michael. I'm the only person on this line. So if you need me, give me a call. If I can't answer, leave me a message. I will get back to you, I promise. But if not, Peter, if you don't hear from me and I don't hear from you, I will be in touch within the next 3 or 4 weeks just to let you know how I'm getting on.
Okay, mate. Lovely.
Peter, lovely speaking to you. Thank you so much for your bravery. Thank you.
You too. Thank you, mate. Thanks.
Thanks, pal.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye now.